right. Welcome to episode 2 of 1001 Beers You Won't Hear Us Talk About on this podcast. Or Dan and Cornell do a podcast regarding beer. I'm Cornell. I used to do a written word blog called Brew Art Inlet. I also appear on the Normal Pacific Beer Chat podcast. And I write here and there and do the tasting panel for What's Brewing. And I once had a column in the Peak newspaper, that's the student newspaper of Simon Fraser University. But after 3 columns, I forgot about it, and no one emailed me to remind me. And we have Dan. Dan has a degree in political science from Simon Fraser.
And I've been asked to leave more bars than you'd know.
So, like 3.
Our format, simple. Ivy League, discussion, maybe. Ooh. Points. Definitely. Riffing, gonna happen. But really what we're having is a point, counterpoint, talk about beer.
Dan's legs are fully crossed as he's saying this.
I feel fancy because I said Ivy League.
Ivy League.
I'm gonna go get a blazer.
What's your favorite Ivy League school?
That's a hard question, Carnell, but I'm gonna go the classic. I'm gonna go Harvard, you know? Because the great movie starring Amanda Bynes, who's crazy, called Harvard Man.
How many are there? There's like Yale, Brown, Cornell. Yale, Brown, Cornell, Harvard.
Isn't the other one Yale? You said that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't had to worry about rich people's universities since I watched the Facebook movie.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All
right. Write in and tell us.
Yeah.
The fax number is 1-2-2.
Should we just get into this? Should we just hop right in to make a stupid beer reference? We're still on that triple IPA from the last episode, by the way.
Yeah, we don't have any cool sound effect beer crush this time.
BT dubs. Anyways, so we were going to start off with, here is a real intellectual statement of
argument. We're the thinking man's beer podcast about dumb shit.
That's right. We don't beat around the bush with ridiculous jokes.
I mean, we were talking about Ivy League schools.
That's right. That's how you know. And we mentioned we both have degrees.
Yeah, and I was the editor of my high school newspaper.
That's right. Oh, and it won awards.
It did. It won a Gallup.
Won a Gallup.
Multiple Gallup.
It's like
awards.
A horse thing.
It's spelled differently.
Right. Okay.
We just sent them to the States. It was super weird.
So like I said, we asked the big questions. We think big thoughts. So the first statement, argument
should I read it? Or are you going to go with it?
I got it.
So put your hand up.
Be it resolved that there is, in fact, a very boomer brewery in Vancouver. What?
In Vancouver or the lower? In the metro, as we've discovered.
What be the boomer brewery?
Are you going to go or can I go?
I'm going to let you go first.
I'm going to say Moody Ales.
Oh, wow. You may have just won. That might be it. It might be all over.
I walked in there and I'm like, ugh.
So what makes a boomer brewery?
I have no idea. It's not like their beer's any different than anything. Maybe it's because it's colder in there and old people are just always cold. I don't know. What were you going to say is your boomer brewery?
I'm lost in the brilliance of that statement.
I'll give credit to my buddy Tim. He's the one who leaned in. He was like, this is the most boomer place in my world.
And you know, I was thinking about why. And I think ever since they expanded, it's always I know they've done some work, but it always looks like it's kind of under construction.
So old guys go in there and look at what they could fix?
I think that's it. I think old guys just go in there and fantasize about finishing. You know, doing some nice finishing in there.
Well, if it's our next sponsor, Blue Chew.
I think that's
Blue Chew wants to sponsor us, we'll take it.
Okay, but no, some really good boomer breweries. And these are the breweries where I swear to God, you're at another brewery and someone's dad comes in and you're like, oh yeah, come in, have a beer with us.
And then you're like, I regret that.
I like Brad's dad. He's a nice guy. And he goes, oh, you think this is a good brewery? He'll lean in and tell you that. And he goes, you should go to this little place I know about.
It's called Moody.
And you're like, okay. And he's like, it's in East Van. And you're like, okay. He's like, cool new place. You probably don't know about it. You're like, okay. He's like, Red Truck.
Hey man, is Red Truck boomer?
Oh, it's so boomer. It's got a theme, and the theme is not beer. If you're a brewery, your theme should be beer. Theirs is trucks.
What about backcountry? Their theme is the backcountry. Wrong.
No, okay, that will definitely be a generational brewery, but that'll be our generation, and that's okay.
Yeah, we're just hating on Boomers. What about, you know, Maine? No, Maine's pretty chill, actually. There's got to be more than that. What about, what's that one in Surrey?
Central City?
No, the other one, where they, I had one of their growlers.
In your Russell?
No, it's like on the way to White Rock.
White Rock, bro?
No.
White Rock Beach, bro?
No.
Three Dogs, bro?
Maybe. That sounds made up. Is that one real?
That's real.
I don't know. It's like, it's pretty like boring. I'm sure they run by good guys, but yeah, I think Moody won it on that one. Moody, I came out with a KO punch in 2 seconds into the round.
Yeah, you Mike Tyson me.
That he was not known for his
no
wear guys out. Well, later.
Everyone's got a plan until they get punched.
Yeah, everyone does until then.
That was me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Based on like branding and when I heard the name, I was convinced that beer brewing in North Van would be a Boomer brewery, and it's not. It's pretty legit.
Never been there.
Oh, what about Bridge? That's a total Boomer brewery.
Yeah, I Deep like Cove. Bridge, though. Deep Cove is pretty boomery. Is it Russell? Is Russell the one that's tied with other three other breweries?
Like, oh, you're thinking Mark James Group?
Maybe. Is it Big Ridge?
Big Ridge and Yaletown.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of.
That's like a brew pub thing. I mean, but I think a brew pub is like boomery. Boring.
It's just...
Okay, so what makes...
Well, are we just saying breweries?
Yeah, so what makes a boomer brewery? What makes
no
a
sense? No music played at all.
Ooh, I think Moody does have music.
Well, we never know because we never want to go there. That's sorry, Moody. Well, I'm not really sorry. You fired Carnell way back in the day. Okay. Hey, like and support, subscribe. You said the gloves were off.
What else? So yeah. Oh, Mariner.
You know, it's funny you say that, and my parents, who are boomers,
love it.
They went there when it opened? No. They're like, it's boring.
Okay, so maybe not Mariner.
They've changed their game up.
But I think, okay, breweries that strike me as boomery are those that are, like, very clean, and, like they have a clean aesthetic. They don't have much going on. They're like, we have 6 beers. 4 of them are our cores, and then we rotate the other 2, and it's like, I don't know why no one cares that much about how you brew beer. Just brew good beer.
Yeah.
I think that's a boomer thing, though.
Do something good.
Don't boomers do something. Say that stuff all the time. They're always like, ugh, there's too many beers for me to learn.
This is your boomer voice?
That's my boomer voice. They like do a lot of scoffing. That's how I think boomers talk. They just scoff at things.
I mean, where's the number one place where Karen wants to go to talk to the manager? That's just a...
I can't...
That's an internet
meme. Moody's. So, that's it.
You are out of chips. Yeah, we're sorry.
All right. Sorry, Moody Ales.
Sorry, Moody Ales, but...
To be fair, it must be working for you. They have the most disposable income.
Yeah. They opened a secret brewery to get away from their boomers.
The bakery is just their getaway.
Yeah. It's just so they can go
now. I just can't chat to Nance anymore.
Yeah.
She keeps offering me a little baggie of rose hips she's not using anymore.
And she wants to think about doing the pot.
Yeah.
And she needs suggestions from a young fella.
All right. Next argument.
Nancy, you're boring. Everyone hates you.
Oh, let's go. Let's go.
For our shots
fired. Who's the worst person in the brewery?
Who's the worst? I mean, outside of boomers.
Who's the worst person in the? It might well be a boomer, but let's go. Let's go a little more micro. Who's the worst person?
Well, I started last time, so you get to go.
Did you?
Yeah, because I knocked you out with Moody.
Okay, I think the worst person in the brewery, and I'm not purposefully trying to make this sound super woke, if you will, but the worst person in the brewery is the one who goes, nah, I don't want the girly beer, give me a manly beer. Because
interesting. What is girly beer?
Yes, and then number 2, they're fucking beers, they don't have genders. Like, that's just the long and the short.
If anything, drinking beer is associated with masculinity historically,
but I
mean, what well,
I mean, historically, you sound like in you've recent history, this.
What is the girly beer?
Like they often they're beers? Like, oh, it's got low ABV. It's like, dude,
yeah, shut up. 12 of them, session yeah, them,
just chill.
Show or it's like, stud you are.
I don't want the one that looks red. Why? Because you don't like,
is this real?
Is this real? This is the thing that gets said.
You don't have to say names, but is anyone
Pete? Pete's a big guy for this. Pete says it all the time. Guy
that do I actually know?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, Pete, first of all, Rickard's Red is a red beer, and it's pretty manly. It's full of boomers who go, you know, they go to Moody.
Do you have anything like a Rickard's Red? Red Robin.
And that was the bomb back in the day.
I like the Rickard's because it tells you it's pub quality on the bottle.
You know, we were at an establishment yesterday. I don't know if we're allowed to say. Well, why don't we name it?
Sure, we don't have any
sponsors. I don't want anybody going there because it's our secret. Like we go and hide amongst the boomers, ironically.
Oh, our secret spot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like our pub that we can't tell.
Yes, people about. The Arms. That's pretty.
No, it's. I mean, I don't think anyone's gonna go there.
It's called the Arms.
Yeah.
Or is it?
Is it? Is it called the Legs?
Yeah.
Anyway, they had a Rickard's thing on the door, and I was like, I don't even know the last time I saw a Rickard's, like, in real life.
I have one. I actually have a Rickard's in this apartment right now.
Why?
I'll tell you why.
Someone gave it
to you? Sad story. No, a really good friend of mine, Marco. Not quite. He's from New Zealand. His favorite beer was Rickard's White, and he passed away, so I always have one for him.
Oh, okay. Well, way to bring it down.
I know. Sorry.
Too bad he didn't like
good like beer. Something good.
No, he's a good beer. Interesting. So I forgot what the subject matter was, so I'm gonna look at my phone here.
Oh yeah, who's the worst person in the brewery?
Who's the worst person in the brewery?
Okay, what is the most frustrating thing to hear come out of someone's mouth at the brewery? Like, what is the worst statement?
Oh, I'm gonna go with your people.
What's that?
Instagram people.
The Instagram people that just pull up their phone? No words.
I have attended perhaps an event or two with people. And some of them, there's some good people.
Mm.
You were one of them.
Thank God.
There are some who are rather insufferable because they could never enjoy the beer without telling you that they're enjoying it.
Yeah. Yeah. This tastes so good.
They're always on their phone. What? You're doing right now.
Where am I?
You're on your phone. I think you're opening up your gram. It'd be funny if you were, because then it'd be like self-referential. That, or just the person who knows the whole process.
Okay, so this is great. So this question came out of me sitting here and seeing this picture of the stupid face guy from... it's often used as a meme on Middle Class Fancy, which if you don't follow, you should. And it just reminded me of all the annoying things you hear when working at a brewery. I made three statements that I thought were the most annoying things you hear at the brewery. They are, in no order, what's your strongest beer? I hate that.
What's the heaviest one?
I used to homebrew in the 90s. I made a mean pale ale with dark malts. And got any Indian pale ales? Those are my favorite lately. And I, no joke, just got a message from, I will not name them, an unnamed tasting room manager of a well-known, well-to-do brewery.
Oh, we got an inside story.
Who says, I had a lady yell at me that our IPAs aren't IPAs and they need to be changed to APAs because they're American pale ales. How can you call them IPAs when they are American styles? They need to be labeled as American pale ales.
She's the worst in the brewery.
And then she said, sorry for yelling. I'm still obviously very upset at this interaction. So what I'm trying to say is consumers of craft beer...
are like consumers anywhere.
Just don't
They're
be...
fucking dumb.
Yeah, it's like when you go to the... when you go to Grouse Mountain and you go over the middle pylon and someone always has to scream.
All the tourists are scared. Yeah.
Yeah, stop being scared, tourists.
Yeah, they warn you, too.
They warn you.
Yeah, either that or like... I don't know why, but... people on a first date in a brewery.
Oh.
I feel like it just creates a tone, like a cone of like crap where it just sucks the life out of everything within like a square meter of them.
Words to the wise. If you're going to go on a Tinder date at a brewery, do it on like a Wednesday when it's chill.
Yeah, don't do it on a Friday. Oh, have you been here before? I come here all the time. Well, you can tell me you're an alcoholic. That's really what you're telling her. Girls don't like that. Or boys. Whatever. Whoever you're dating.
Or don't make craft beer part of your personality.
Yeah. Just like travel. Yeah. Just enjoy it. You don't have to act like it makes you cooler. It doesn't.
It definitely does not. If anything, makes us less cool.
It definitely doesn't. This is kind of from two guys sitting in a room talking about beer to themselves.
That's right. That's right. I think I hate myself.
I think you nailed it with the self-righteous, falsely informed...
yeah.
Brew person. Beer person.
Or the worst one is, I know the brewer. His name is Steve. And you're like, it's not. There's no one here.
Well, that's like any establishment ever.
Yeah, that's true.
There's whole things. Or the guy who says, what about this one? Because a dog just walked up.
Yep.
The one who, like, leaves their dog tied up outside. They says they're just going to be a minute, and then they go and crush a whole beer, and then their dog just starts barking at someone, and they're like, they know it's their dog.
No, you know the other worst guy? Who walks in with their dog, and then the person's like, yeah, you can't have dogs, and they're like, well, why not? Why would I make it up, man? It's just
I'm here to fuck with you. That's my purpose. Yeah. I don't want to sell you.
Oh, you didn't know? They hired me specifically to hate your dog.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
Chad.
Yeah.
Your dog's name is Chad. Yeah, I think you nailed it. Much like I got it with Moody right off the bat. You got it with the... I still think the Instagram people, you know.
Instagram people, I always say every time I get invited to an event to cover or to just like be there, I try and take all the pictures at the start, and then I have a good time.
I mean, if I do a half hour people work. Were really funny, they would let themselves get lit, and then it would be better content for us consumers.
That's right. Well, I always say the second podcast we record.
Yeah. We're a little
looser. Which is this one.
I think we got more energy. All right. What do we got?
All right. Last topic.
Last topic that will take us longer. So we already got, what's the most boomer? Worst person in the brewery? Hey, Carnell, question for you.
Ooh, yeah.
Who gonna close? We're how many years into it? Let's just say 2012 was the start of it. So we are at year 8. Normal lifetime of a business to peak is 7 years. So we are in the falling action.
Let me crack my neck and get into this one.
Let me try that thing, Mean Gene.
Let me take out my retainer.
I'm doing pro wrestling. What are you doing?
Don't know. Kitty likes Star Trek, which is also me.
Everyone likes Star Trek.
Well, that's Star Wars. That's less true than you would
probably. I think people don't like Star Trek.
So, I mean, let's not beat around the bush. This is our second time recording these because we realized the first time was bad.
It was yelling chaos.
You think this is bad?
Yeah.
Anyways.
No, we're cool. We're going to find our vibe.
Yeah. It'll be pets. The thing I notice is if you see a reduction in... And this is also coming off 3 brewery closures, which is the most we've ever had in a single year, and they've all happened in the last month. So we've seen Cool Harbor close down, we have seen Axe and Barrel close down, and just recently we saw Hearthstone in North Van is closing down its brewery operations. It's keeping the pub open. And believe it or not, I'm pretty sure we did predict Hearthstone in the last episode or Hearthstone in the last episode.
Should go back and listen to it.
We should. That'd be interesting. But I think the key thing is if...
Wait, we're breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah. If you want to notice or predict if a brewery's not doing well, and I mean, and maybe you want to give them a hand, maybe you're trying to do it for positive means. Who knows? I don't know. There's not much a single consumer can do, unfortunately, to prop up a multi-million dollar business. But if you're interested, a good key way of noticing is if you see distribution being reduced. And that's simply because most small breweries, until you get to the regional size, can make a sizable amount of their profits. Not necessarily their revenue, but their profits. So that's the money that actually goes into pocket after producing the product, which also may go into paying down debts and bills associated. But that happens out of the tasting room mostly. Their best margins are in the tasting room. And anything that gets distributed, unless you're like a Parallel 49 or a Phillips-sized brewery or Central City-sized brewery, it ends up costing them a lot of money to put out into the market. So if you are making a beer in one part of your building, putting it in a keg, and then paying someone minimum wage or close to minimum wage to put that in a bottle or in a glass to hand it someone, that costs significantly less than taking that beer, paying several people to put it in a bunch of cans, losing some of it through spillage and all sorts of other things, paying for labels, paying to put it onto a truck in boxes, paying someone to take it out of a box, paying someone to put it on a shelf, and then giving some of that profit margin to the person who's selling it. Generally, I think 5% is the 5% profit is what some people see. So suffice to say, when you see a brewery get to a point where they're distributing, that's low profit margin, and it's a lot of work. And so if you see them doing that and expanding, that's not a bad thing. 5% is better than no percent. But if you see them make a big push and then you see them coming off the shelves, you don't see them anymore, that's generally a bad sign. But it also means they put out the cash to get to the point of distribution and it wasn't working.
That's all right. So with that being said, there's your science. There's your preamble.
So, and if we look at Hearthstone, that's a great example. Hearthstone had a push to distribution. They did some collabs.
Backfired on.
And then we saw them pull out of distribution. So if we look at breweries today that have done similar things, I don't really know. I don't have anything to prove this on. But I would say Deep Cove is one. And I'm not in Deep Cove's necessarily their area, but I don't see a lot of their stuff. Black Kettle, also a North Van, I would be a little bit concerned about. Also a North Van, who are they? What are their name? Greenleaf. They don't have a lot of distro. They did at one point. Locally, I mean, I think Moody Ales may have actually seen a reduction in distribution. I don't know. Central City is interesting. They brought down their prices and distribution quite a bit. And that, to me, shows me that they are facing a lot of competition. And they're hoping that they're willing to cut profit margins in order to make sure that they're selling volume. Right. So that's interesting. What else? What other breweries? The fact of the matter is that distribution shelf space is becoming increasingly competitive, and because it costs a lot to get your beer there, and that's sort of sunk cost, that once you're there, you're there.
Yeah.
And if you're pulling out to go to the more profitable model of in your brewery only, I mean, that makes sense, but you've still got a bunch of sunk costs you got to deal with. So, yeah, those three in North Van, I'd be worried. Older breweries that sort of came in the first and second wave, like R&B, who got bought by House Sound, I think they might be having trouble. Storm is obviously dealing Storms with trouble.
Different.
They never went distro, which was probably working in their favor. Or heavy distro.
They're just getting kicked out of their building.
They're getting kicked out of their building, and that's going to be another problem for Vancouver breweries. Like, they have to deal with high rents, so they don't get the same profit margins out of their rooms as, say, suburban breweries do. But, I mean, I think ones that seem well-poised are the ones that can pivot and be really quick on their feet, and those are breweries that do sort of the more modern breweries that focus more on the lemonade style out of your tasting room where you can get nice margins. And then they also they can change and they can play move towards specific trends quickly. So Twin Sails has been really good at that. They move from German to progressive styles. They make stuff that people want. They have basically no core beers outside of Dat Juice.
I'd love them to bring back a Kolsch. They had a good Kolsch.
Yeah, the Tri-Hop Kolsch. I think ABC is looking at that model and they're not doing too bad. I think what's holding ABC back from being really successful.
You're doing favorites here. I'm going to challenge you on this. The question was who's going to fail, not going to...
Who's going to fail? Those three North Van breweries are the top. Deep Cove, Black Kettle, Greenleaf... Scare me. In Vancouver, R&B as a portion of House Sound. I don't know if they're getting propped up. I think it's just hard because they don't have the trendy, the hype behind them. And Dina never really caught a wave just because...
Taking my answers.
All right, let's. What do you got?
Well, I was going to say Dina, but you can finish your thought there. They never... They're in... I was in a liquor store yesterday... It was Bottle Jockey on right by Brentwood Mall.
Yeah.
They had Andina in there.
I liked a lot of Andina's beers coming. I think the quality's improved. Yeah, I'm just saying based on...
Here.
And then, like, I think a lot of those, like, Phase 1, Phase 2 Victoria breweries might be in trouble. Like, Wolf Brewing, do they distribute to Vancouver anymore? I don't think so.
Couldn't tell you.
Longwood Brewery. Actually, I don't know anything about Longwood. That's just a guess. So...
You know, it's weird. Is they don't need to. They can just service the island. Anyway... I got, Andia, I'm going to say, A-Frame.
Oh!
A-Frame and Squamish.
Yep.
I feel for those guys. They opened before Backcountry, but just it never hit.
Never got
traction. They have a cool logo, they kind of have cool merchandise. Their beer, nobody's talking about it. It's Squamish. It's a small town. Like,
Anyway. Well, they can't get they're not getting the Vancouver crowd because Backcountry seems to be so popular. Most people, on their way up or down to Whistler, even on the day trip, they're like, yeah, I'm going to go for a beer and lunch, which means I got time for one brewery.
I mean, they got to get... I don't know
it's who is... It's Backcountry.
How Sound is with Sonny Chiba's, which was formerly the
No, it was... Mags 99. Yeah, Mags 99.
But there's a new Mags opening...
In Vancouver?
No, in the business park by Backcountry... Like, they need to... A-Frame needs to do something.
they could partner with Mags. Oh boy.
Like, people go nuts for that. It's just tacos.
And fried chicken.
Yeah. And number three, East Van Craft Beer.
Yep, East Van.
Here's how. Hear me out. This is exclusively just from looking at it. Every time I walked in there, on a Friday night, there was like maybe 20 people in there.
Hold on. I've been to East Van. It was fine. It was all right. I played pinball. It was okay.
It's a cool space. I actually really like it.
I've never seen anybody buy East Van Brewing. I've never seen anybody walking down the street with a 4-pack that said East Van Brewing. I've never seen anybody pay for East Van Brewing.
I was dating someone who lived right by there up until like a month ago.
Yep.
The only reason they went there, proximity. It was a 5-minute walk from their house. So they all went there. All their friends would go there too. Because apparently, if you want to help them out, I'm not wishing it. I'm just calling it how I see it. If you sign up for their points program or whatever they have, you get a free growler and fill on your birthday, I think. So check it out. Look it up before. Don't quote me on that. But,
That's not such a great deal this year because there's 366 days.
Yeah.
So basically, we're calling our top 10 in no order breweries that might go out of business. And you heard it here first. You heard it here first. I think we said on the North Shore, Black Kettle.
Yeah. We don't even know if it's still open.
It is open, I think. Okay. Greenleaf.
I've heard of Greenleaf. Greenleaf is in like a weird spot.
Actually, I'm saying Deep Cove, but I think they're getting all that Gibbons money.
They got all the climbers.
Yeah.
They go to the Hive.
And Dina. And they
drink their beers like this. They're not using their hands because rock climbing's hard on your hands.
And Dina, East Van, R&B.
R&B, A-Frame.
A-Frame. I think Central City may have grown too big too fast, but maybe they got a sweetheart deal on the land and the building.
Well, you got a 10 count that you have to go through, so.
And then I said Wolf Brewing, because they fell off the map to me. And let's say Moon Underwater. No. What's a Victoria brewery that used to be big that you never heard about?
Honestly, the less I know about the island, the better. The island's not real.
Let's make a call.
Do you want me to look?
Yeah.
We got our guidebook. Let's just pick on some poor bastard. Talk about Andina. What's their problem? Too much yellow.
Andina's a cool concept. I like that it's a little bit different than actually the rest of the East Van group. Like, you gotta think about it. Like, yeah, if you like craft beer and if you're of a certain age, East Van is cool as shit. However, if you're a tourist and you just like beer and you're coming up, you're Dave from Seattle and you're bringing your wife Bev and the two kidlets up. And you're checking out a brewery and you're looking at them and, East Van, it's the place for beer, but probably Andina looks the most inviting. So,
I don't think they've done kids in there
necessarily anything Columbia wrong. They haven't quite got it together. It's not that they haven't done it. They just haven't got the hype behind them quite yet. They never really gotten that way, which is unfortunate because I think they're doing some good stuff.
Here's what you do. You get Danny Trejo in there. He had his whole Trejo tacos thing. He shoots so many movies in Vancouver. You bring him in. You tie it in.
That would be genius, actually. It's like when
you get
who's it? Was a sandwich place on Columbia?
It was a lot. Oh, that was where they said Liam Neeson.
Yeah, he's free.
And then he showed up.
Yeah.
That's a power play move. You're like, yeah, where's my sandwich? I just want two. Moon Underwater Brewery is a place.
Yeah, it was. Not Orwell's, it was one of the Irish writer's favorite pub, or imaginary favorite pub. Anyways, that's useless. Just pick a brewery from that list.
Sook.
Sook Brewing. No, they're cool.
4 Mile.
Four Mile.
Sook Oceanside. You can't have a Sook and then a Sook Oceanside.
Sook.
I don't care. It's the island.
So 4 Mile Brewing, you're on the, we think you might go down. All right. Yeah.
Well, I got hot takes before we do
hot
this.
Hot takes.
All right.
Wait, is hot takes...
Hot takes just like rapid fire. You just don't have
to. I thought
to
it was like them. Hot things. Like we're
oh,
like
shout outs first. Shout outs first.
Shout outs.
Who do I give a shout out to?
I don't know. This is, you have to do it.
Oh, me? I'll go first. Anandia. who do I give a shout out to?
That's just stuff we like.
Night Runners. Sure. Just go good on you. You're wearing your laser tag harness. We live in Port Moody. They're running around the Burrard Inlet Trail.
Mm.
It's a little too much. You could just let your eyes adjust. Quit being a nerd, but good on you. Shout out. Carnell, what do you got?
Target. Because, no one wants to go to Walmart because You feel bad for yourself that you're shopping there. You feel bad for the people who work there. You feel bad for the other people that are there. You feel bad for the people who make the stuff for Walmart. Target gives you another option.
Question for you. How do you feel about Fred Meyer?
Don't know enough. Intrigued.
Okay, you should check it out.
Intrigued. Your go.
My show? Penny, the dog, because she kind of behaved this last little bit, so she didn't ruin everything.
Okay. People who post inspirational quotes as pictures on Instagram.
Yeah,
I don't like it, actually. I really just dislike
it. Why have your own thoughts when you can share others?
Yeah. Number one, Einstein did not say anything about fish. That's stupid. It's a dumb quote.
I don't even know it.
Well, Einstein's like, you wouldn't measure a fish by its ability to climb a tree. Why would we test children this way? We don't.
Who's throwing kids on trees? A shout out to people who post like really depressing updates of like, I don't know, like how many fish are dying, or similar to your thing, but it's worse.
Shout out to people who post that they had a really bad day. And then have other people say, why, what happened? And then they say they don't want to talk about it. Because I love reading that. I love it.
I think I saw that on Middle Class Fancy. Shout out to Middle Class Fancy.
Yeah.
You are so true and real. I love you deeply.
Shout out to when my cat and my dog both sleep on the same couch. It's just the best. I really like it.
They're the same color.
They are.
Shout out to... I didn't say it because we deleted that episode. Shout out to Patrick Stewart.
Oh, yeah, Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart's just killing it in Picard. It's really fun.
Yeah, shout out to Patrick Stewart as well. I always imagined him as my dad.
More like your grandpa.
Well, not Patrick Stewart, Jean-Luc Picard.
So he'd be distant and very stern?
I want that in my life.
Oh, yeah, you need that.
I don't like hugs.
Tells you to get off your phone.
Yeah.
And experience the world.
I want him to yell at me.
I yell at you. I can be your dad.
All right, and then...
Hot takes.
All
right, I had two hot take questions. I didn't remember the question that I wanted to ask you, so I got two of them. What's the best deal on a beer right now for you?
Oh, it's the Legion. The Legion in Port Moody has Brewer's Row beers. They serve them in what they call 18-ounce pints, and I'm 100% convinced they're actually real 20-ounce pints, and you pay $7.25, which is therefore a better deal than the breweries.
Yeah. Unless it's not, and we're not getting them in trouble, but it's a Legion. Goldberry, go visit your local Legion. Take your hat off. Don't swear.
That's right. The Legion That's rules. Right. That's right. And they got great games. I finally went to the game section.
I've never gone outside of the Legion.
I hadn't until recently, and then a friend just wanted to grab a beer and chill out, and we did the games, and it was a blast. It was a blast.
Yeah. Shout out to Legions. If you want to go somewhere where nobody's being a jerk, Legions are probably the best place to
hang out. Yeah, just support your local Legion. It's the coolest. Like, and when you start going... The Legion becomes your spot real quick. It's super nice. You're like, let's go to my spot.
You might even talk to your neighbors. Go to the Legion. Drink a beer. Play some darts. All right.
Hot takes?
I had mine. I was in East Van on Friday night after a lovely noodle dish. Okay. Oh, the Brighton. Great narrow bar full of people, yelling. I saw three glasses broke in the hour and a half I was there. And the bar staff there also cooks your food right in front of you. They just have a stove and an oven.
Really?
And it was $4 steamworked pints.
Okay, here's my hot take.
That's a pretty good deal.
That's a great deal. My hot take is the greatest era for bar decor was the 90s.
I mean, I like the gross old 70s where it still smells like cigarettes.
I don't know that I love that. Yeah. Dan's very older than me. Much older.
Like 4 years older than you, dick.
Much older. Alright, I think...
I got one more. I got one more. What's better? Drinking in a bar or drinking in a brewery?
Drinking on a beach.
That wasn't part of that, of course. Because I can go mountaintop or beach. I don't know what time of year is it. No, you're restricted to those options. You cannot stray or dab dash.
Brewery.
Brewery?
Because I can bring my own food.
You're wrong.
All right.
Bar.
What's your favorite beer?
What's my favorite beer?
Mm-hmm.
Up until this year, it was Red Truck Lager because it was a super cheap deal for $8.
Okay, ask me one of my favorite beers.
Hey, Carnell.
Yep.
What's your favorite beer?
Well, in a polar opposite way version of North Point Brewing, my favorite beer is the 20-ounce pour of High Five Hazy IPA at my local Legion for $7.25. That's a deal.
Support the troops.
Support the troops. All right, that's a wrap on episode two. Epi two, if you will. This was Carnell and Dan do a podcast, some beer, or what was the other name we were toying with? 1001 beers we won't talk about on a podcast.
We're going to have a new name next week. Cheers, buds.
Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro. Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro. I will.